Is it one of those gallant battles that you've got to fight? I think a lot of the times people say that you've got to fight a gallant battle. And that's exactly what Boruma Gallant's leadership has done by acquiring the status of Morocco Swallows. Now, believe it or not, they are back. They are determined to remain in the top flight after being relegated in the 2022-23 campaign. They finished bottom of the 16-team log standings with 29 points from 30 games. Now, nevertheless, though, I mean, they went down fighting. They delivered some gallantly contested games. Now, this follows Swallows' decision to put their status up for sale due to financial difficulties, as we were told that, yeah, they were struggling to pay players. Players were not being given their salaries, or maybe they were not even being given their salaries on time. Whichever the situation was, I mean, previously, that led them to release a large portion of their squad following an illegal strike that was staged by some of those players over those unpaid salaries. So a lot has happened. A lot will still happen, believe you me. The question is, what is it that is likely to happen in this new chapter? So let's welcome back to the Big Boys League. Hey, joining us right now in the studio is the Morumo Gallants chairman. He'll correct me, though, because I do believe, though, at the launch today, the chairmanship was now moved to being the president of the club. So the president of Morumo Gallants, Dr. Abram Silo, is here. Doc, good to see you. Good evening.
Good evening, Rob, and good evening to listeners. We highly appreciate this visit.
You are the president now.
Yes, sir.
No longer the chairman.
No longer the chairman.
Explain that.
As you say, a lot has happened. A lot still going to happen. Now we strategize. We sit down. We reinvent the wheel. We say, how do we get about this? How do we get there? Our mission, our vision, refined until we get to our destinations. And how do we deliver this suitable taste, football issues to our communities, and where and how.
Yeah,
that's the bottom line. And we need very defined strategic situation to say this will be the guidance, this will be the vision, and then how do you get the crew behind you?
Okay. Again, to go back, it might sound very material and flimsy, but it is important that we create that distinction, because people at times just think people wake up in the morning and they become chairman or presidents of clubs, but that isn't the case. In your case, what has informed that decision, and who then becomes the chairman while you now become the president?
The structure will come back to you soon. Mm-hmm. It's in the process. Names have been earmarked and some already been signed, that they will be introduced at the right time. Now we're saying to people, this is what you're going to do. And remember, when you're playing a football match, the person who sees the game better is the one who sits up there. When you're down there, you see up to the waist and all those particular things. Depends on how you do that. So now we must have a person who knows, who went through that difficulty, went through that sweetness, who went through all, to say, now this is how I'm going to be in the helm and conduct the relevant stakeholders to come and make sure that this ship moves well to where we want it and compete effectively and give the football lovers the taste they need and give them physically the football where they deserve it.
Who will look over the pursuit there then of a chairman of the club? I mean, what sort of person are you looking at here?
Very, very, very well experienced person, as well. And then furthermore, with the further support of the staff which we're going to put on there. And I have to make sure that our telescope can see as far as we can, that particular distance.
Well, that's an important position. You know, it's not just a ceremonial position. You would know because that's where you were all the time throughout all of these years since you assumed and resumed your duties as Morumo Gallants. Your vision as a leader filters down the chairman, the CEO, or however you want.
CEO, whatever structure.
Yeah, whatever structure you come up with has got to live by that. Because you would know, you would admit it, that you made mistakes.
And made the good as well.
You made mistakes. We'll highlight the good that's happened. But in balancing the elimination of the bad that was done, because you don't want to repeat the bad that was done.
Thank you.
What for you stands out? What is it that you want to avoid the second time around?
I think it's the good or proper organizational structure and the operations and the vision to say, this is where we are going. If you are within the myth, driving the mist, you struggle to see where you are going. But someone who's outside this particular myth can tell you high up there that now you are going wrong or you're going right, and then there is your destination. Wait, stop there, you are missing it. That's exactly my role, what's going to do. And I make sure that I reinforce all those portfolios, all those stakeholders, internally and externally, to make sure that we beat among those top names in the country as far much as possible and compete effectively.
How did you get to a decision now that you said there was Morocco Swallows, you saw them, it was a team that was struggling in front of our eyes. It was struggling not only just financially, there were two games they didn't rock up for and play in a professional league. I mean, that is, again, career suicide. You don't have a football team and that football team then ends up not turning up to play football. It makes no sense. At what stage did you decide, as Marumo Gallants, that is your target? Did you then approach? Give us an idea, because sometimes some of these stories that are told to us is that, did you then approach, and who did you approach, or did they come and approach you and say, listen, we want to sell?
For every animal farm, they've got their own flocks, and all that. It's a flock of chairman in the PSL, NFD. We talk on a daily basis what the problems are going through, what the goods are going through, what we need to see in our league, commanding our leadership, they commanding us back. We know who's going through what at the particular situation. And then you can say, it's the same like you in the media fraternity. You'll be able to say, okay, fine. So-and-so is struggling, so-and-so is doing well. If you're doing well, we'll copy from you. If you're not doing well and you try to help at the whatever system and you don't come right, say, hey, gents, this is enough. Obviously, you will say, I can't do this. But you are in the same position, or some are lower. Some will afford what you can ask them to, the help you need. So it was during that time where they started to feel the heat. And we're interacting as chairman and as clubs and all those things. They say, we are in this kind of situation. I think we may not wish to be in the next season. Then you start to entertain that as well. And you also suffer a similar problem. You are down. That by that one point, we took you back into NFD. Say, okay, how will I go up? How will I go down? And on those kind of situations, of course, every game has got the rules. You set up, you look up all sides of rules and how you set up your package and all those things. But I don't want to come to the point where I say, who appointed who, who consulted who, but we found ourselves communicating and negotiating about this particular issue.
But was the negotiation a difficult negotiation?
Very difficult.
What made it difficult?
The difficulties was to rescue the situation while they were in difficulties.
Oh, so while they were still playing as Swallows, you already were in discussion. You were already entering a negotiation of takeover.
Yeah, remember, as I said, once you can see that you are about somehow, you are tired of fixing this and that.
It's a sinking ship.
And then you say, okay, fine. Guys, I don't think I'll go in. Before you can say I'm failing, I don't think I'll walk this route down again. I better change.
Yeah.
Alternative. I say, okay, fine. If it's, then we ask you, what's your wish? My wish is, Rob, if I find someone to take over, I will be happy to do that. Then all of us will go back and think, can we be able to walk this particular route? Yes or no? Can we attempt it? Or do you wait at the right time? Or do you throw yourself into the whole thing now? No, that now it can work. 6 months later, it can work. At the end of the season, it can work. So the negotiations start there. Then you go through it. You go through the difficulties, your difficulties and their difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start to interpret each and every move. And then each one solves up its own problem. And then ultimately they say, okay, fine, I think we managed to remove ABC. At this side, they managed to remove EFD.
Mm-hmm.
Then can we come up to something?
So the purchase price for the club,
mm-hmm.
is that something that was disclosed?
I won't disclose that stuff. I think that is a legal thing which they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw media speculating quite a lot, but
they spoke of 40 million. You saw the 40 million.
They can talk about the figures, but now I'm not in a position to say this. The situation without the indemnity of the involved parties. And remember, we are ruled here, and you can't just jump out the ship and then you become a scapegoat. And so, no. I just talk like that. If you don't want to indulge other losses, which keeps you within the organization, which you have to do.
But, Doc, why do they keep it a secret? Why should it be a secret how much Swallows is sold for to get?
No, but the media as well is to say they know all the speculate, either right or wrong. But we clearly remember there are two parties and more involved in here. Mm-hmm. If I had the situation to say, can I talk this particular thing and say, yes, okay, tick, tick, then you can say that. But now let us not worry about that. It has happened, the value, that's how it goes through.
But do you believe, though, that it's worth anybody's right for the public to not know? I mean, it's you play in a public space. The purchase is something that happens in a public space. You have a press conference in a public space.
Even if you're in the public space, you are still robbed as individual. And you still have got rules and regulation which controls the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the legal issue comes in as well. There are not things where you're just going to jump up and then say, I bought it 40 million, I bought 55 million. And remember, with football, it's a very tricky situation. You might be saying 40 million rand. No?
Mm-hmm.
I pay Rob 40 million rand for in case. There are still more outstanding issues, which can even put you up to 100, push you up to 100.
Well,
so it's lots of arrangements and lots of therefore this and this and all those kind of the legal issues which you're going to face after the transaction.
So then do you...
So you can't define it to say, ultimately, this is the figure.
Okay. Now that you raise that, I hear you, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll ask the question before we take a break, is that do you then inherit the debt that was incurred by Swallows? Because there's a lot of it.
100% when it comes to the contractual issues. The contracted players, staff, not other debt like commercial things like flight, accommodation and others. That is something that they will factor it into the price. But comes to HR or employment issues, you inherit them. If it's a case, you have to run it. If it's a settlement, you have to settle. If anything with that, you take it as it is a going concern issue in that particular issue.
Mm.
Thank you.
All right. Going to continue our conversation. Dr. Abram Silo, who is the Maromo Gallants president, our guest here tonight, chatting the nitty-gritty, some of the finer detail of what led to the purchase of the now defunct Swallows. And also, when you come back from the break, maybe to find out what then happens to Maromo Gallants, their status that still carries in the lower division. So there was a report coming through from the Swallows side saying that they hold the name and the status of the club, but they don't know what to do with it. In the same way that I believe a Max Shabalala holds the status or the name of Bloemfontein Celtic, and he has it and doesn't know what to do with it, because it's a case of, okay, we know what you want to do with it. You want to sell it. So if you want to sell it, how much it is that you want to sell it for? And is Maromo Gallants interested in no longer being Maromo Gallants, but Bloemfontein Celtic? I don't know. Find out.
Hashtag MSW live on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.
Maromo Gallants president is my guest. The takeover of Swallows Football Club, or Morocco Swallows, because in the end it moved from Swallows FC back to Morocco Swallows, but they were not the original Swallows. They themselves also came off another purchase of another entity at some stage or another. So, yeah, it gets a bit complicated, but we've got the doc here. We've also got a couple of callers that are coming through. Otto is one of them. So let me jump straight into this call coming through from Soweto. That is Otto. Good evening and welcome to the show, Otto.
Good day. How are you, Mr. Marawa?
I'm very good. Thanks. We're going to ask a question to the doc.
Yes, yes. I also want to greet Mr. Chairman. How are you, Mr. Ntate Silo?
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm good. So I will actually get straight to the point, Mr. Marawa. Actually, I've got two questions from my side, actually. So I actually wanted to ask the chairman, what's Mr. Dylan's care mandate? Then I also want to know, like, what's the length of the contract?
Oh, of the coach, right?
Yes, that's correct, sir.
Okay, Otto, thank you so much indeed. We see you brought Dylan Kerr, your trusted soldier. You've flown him back all the way from the UK. He is in the country now. Mm-hmm. What's his mandate?
It is an unfinished business with him. When we relegated, he had almost 2 months signed contract, which is out of 3 years.
Yeah.
So the contract, we always had that contract because it's never been cancelled, and say that's how it is. So when we sit down, we said, okay, Googling around, said, no, we better continue with that particular contract which we had, which was 3 years. Mm. So out of this now, we can say a year is gone. Still have got 2 years to go. Then let him come and do the unfinished business, and we give him the target and then all the requirements, finish the story. We went down together. Let's rise again.
So the unfinished business would mean what? Because the circumstances are different now. You are a premiership team come day one. You will be not in the lower division. I can imagine now a lot of teams have gone in preseason. Others are in Turkey. Others are going to be in Spain. Others anywhere around the world. Others are just going to be in the country.
Exactly. Remember, when we were relegated, he was the head coach.
Yes.
And then, let's go back, step back. This is the same coach who put us up to the semi-final of Confederation Cup. It's the same person who makes us to be among the top 10 African
clubs
in Africa. It's the same coach who put us at the nominees of CAF at the end of that particular season. Mm. And we're going further back. It's the same coach who made us to save the status in 2021 from number 16 to number 12 or 11, and also blessed the situation with silver medal, which is Nedbank.
Mm.
And we went through a number of things. You can count and do this. He's human. He's got faults, he's got rights, he's got, like you and me.
Yeah.
So we said, when we went through all these things, and also with the relationship we have, and also identifying the faults which makes us to go down, it was like, okay, fine. This is not something which you can hold on him. This is what you're going to do now from now going forward with him. So that's what made the decision to say, now he's still our man.
Does he come with his own technical team? What's the agreement?
No. Some we find the same old technical team members, some they'll be new. But now we've broadened the spectrum of Marumo Gallant's operations and management and structure. And then you'll interact with new ideas, new faces, new bosses as well. So definitely, it doesn't trade up. He came alone.
So who are you going to give him as an assistant?
I'll reveal when I get to reveal the club in Free State in a couple of days.
So maybe, you'll announce
give you
the
full structure, arrange the rest, assistant coach up to kit manager, other flanked like CEOs, COOs.
Will he be instrumental in finding that assistant coach though? If you haven't found one already, because I can imagine that you do have.
But remember, this is the management which decide, yes, his recommendation will be taken into cognizance.
But the overriding decision is yours?
It's the owner's decision or the management's decision.
The owner's yourself?
No. I'm the president.
All right. Now let's get that out of the way. The club is registered in your daughter's name, though. Is that correct?
It's a pity we're limited. I wouldn't like to go into details of the shareholders and the directors of that particular...
It's public knowledge.
Yeah. If that's the case.
So just for the record, it's an entity.
It's a pity we're limited, which owns that lab. Remember, the ownership lies with that legal entity, follows up with the directors and all those. And this issue with Swallow sales, it's just an open in the public domain.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been you who had to buy it. Might be my relative, my sister, my daughter, whoever had the passion about football.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then that's what happened. So you find this is a situation. That's where you find yourself. But the owner is the Maruma Gardens Pty Limited.
Yeah, but the registration though, because if I have to go into CIPC, I don't find your name.
Yeah, I'm not there.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the name that's there is Charmaine.
Yeah, and then of course the Labour Party took an increase and decrease and all those.
Yeah,
currently that's
but there's a reason why though. So all I'm trying to get at is that what is the reason so that those that are listening can also understand how the league and its clauses. Because there's an Article 14.4.
Yes, the reason is within buyer, willing seller. Remember, I might be your son and I might be doing business without. Because I'm independent now, without you being involved.
Mm.
And then I might like something in the media which you are also being involved and then go through that with your consent or without. Because a directorship happens anyway. It's an independent person, indigenous, natural person with a legal entity on top. That's it. It doesn't matter whether who relates to who. And the issue is, are you within the legal framework of what the soccer fraternity needs.
Yeah, so that is
globally and locally.
Yeah, so that is why that's the key, Dr. Silo, is that you would not have been able to purchase the club had it been you in your person. That would have legally not happened.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's, if you look at the rules, I don't want to represent our PSL. If you're liquidated, you'll be 24 months quid of period. If you sell, 12 months quid of period, then you advertise the situation. Anybody can come in with it, the willing buyer, willing seller, then life carries on. Doesn't matter who influences who.
Mm.
It's you, the natural person, who decide. It's how the legal entity comes into being.
But it's strategic, though. It works.
You can't run business without strategy.
Yeah, so that's strategic. that's why I'm saying that come what, the 30th of May, you had to then resign as a sole director of the company.
Yeah, they remember, the company was just a shelf company. And you can go and get the shelf company and then move on.
Mm.
Yeah. The previous Maruma Garden was not owned by this entity.
100%.
Definitely. 100%.
Yeah. But
there's a shelf company which bought this particular. Yeah. Now we can get into all Cipro issues, all legal clause 10.14 and whatever. But the issue is you have to do the right thing at the right time.
Yeah. Because the door would have been closed on you.
Now, for me, I just wanted to rest a bit and then oversee things and help all those who need help. Let's say if I wanted to be a consultant, where do you start? Start somewhere.
Mm-hmm. So who'll be attending the Board of Governors meetings?
The entity will decide.
Haven't decided yet.
They are doing their own thing. Remember, now I'm outside there, I'm an employee. I get mandate, I get instruction. So how will I know until they tell me? And that's what we're doing.
You don't have to be strategic with me, doctor.
But it's clear. You have to be within the framework of the legal game.
I mean, there's no way. This is your baby. This is probably what you've wanted for even the last time when the purchase was made with TTM.
Mm-hmm.
And it was taken then to Bulukwane.
Mm-hmm. It was already in Limpopo.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So now, and that's the part I was getting to, because you then hinted at something which obviously is going to be exciting for people in the Free State, which is Bloemfontein.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big void, we all know, that was left by Bloemfontein Celtic.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever and whenever they go play football in Bloemfontein, you see it.
Sing their songs.
You see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a desire for football there. For you, what is the main motivation and what's the end goal? Do you at some stage want to acquire the name of Bloemfontein Celtic to replace the name of Maruma Gallants?
You are still taking me back to the same discussion of what Bloemfontein Celtic is a franchise to a specific company, which is in the name of somebody, a legal entity. Unless you come to the arrangement like I did with Swallows, then you can be able to say, I will take this one, this is it. But at the moment, we are not there.
Does it interest you, though?
I don't want to say that because now I'm no longer the legal decision maker. I just have to give direction, give recommendations and all those particular things. But at the end of the day, each legal person, each natural person lives up to his legacy, lifespan, and there is a time for him to live. So at the moment, it's not something where I can go into deeper into that one. It's a very complex situation, but it's an easy situation as you like.
Mm.
Yeah. I mentioned before it was difficult with Swallows. Very difficult. But ultimately it has happened.
Mm.
And if we had to consider the negative effects of this one, you're not going to go into that particular issue. So as well that the future carries, let the future comes. This is the bridge we're crossing. Unfortunately, now I can recommend, I can advise, I can visionarize, and that's the important part of it.
So Dr. Petros Mulemela Stadium will be the home base.
Yes.
Big games go to the Free State Stadium, the Toyota Stadium.
Exactly.
So your home, as in your base, training daily where the club goes to would be where?
In Bloemfontein. Remember, when I come into your house, I will knock and ask for help. As for accommodation, you won't just give me anything. You'll be able to say you can use out room or internal room or whatever.
Mm.
You go to the governance there, which is the municipality, the provincial government, and here am I, I'm knocking. The facilities are yours. How do I get closer to you to collaborate and work with you to deliver the service, the thirst of football to your community, your own community? The outcry is there. And you do. Then they will say, okay, fine, you can use Petros, you can use Free State Stadium. And the training facility will give you A, B, C, area where you can stay west or south or east. That's it. Then let's see as whether what you're saying is reality, delivering what you are here for, making impact, difference to the thirst which we, the people of Bloemfontein, the whole Free State, they've been waiting for and or they are crying out of. And of which the people in Free State or in Bloemfontein, they are not just sitting back. They are waking up. There are some league divisions there. LFA, ABC, Mutsipe. The issue is how do you go up to NFT? How do you go up to DSTV Premier League?
Mm.
They're busy. They're fighting. They're not sitting back. But there are only few people who are passionate about soccer who will say they understand what I'm talking about. But there are some who are not part of soccer, some that are doing rugby, they will not have interest in football.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not to say.
Hi, good evening, Mr. Merawa. Good evening, Mr. Sello. Mr. Sello, I won't say congratulations, but I would rather say welcome back. Mr. Sello, my question is in regard to you moving from Limpopo to the Free State. Do you think that being in Limpopo was one of the main contributory factors that led you to be relegated in the past? Thanks, David in Parkwood.
David, thank you so much indeed. How do you respond to that?
I'll be blaming Limpopo for nothing. The relegation is about your play. It's coming from the field of play. And how the team was being run and coordinated and all those things. Mm. Limpopo provided us with facilities, stadiums, training ground. I will blame them nowhere. The only thing I can blame the natural disasters like distance. I felt it when I was playing the CAF competition. The distance will make you feel it. But that's whether I go back and blame my province, I'll be lying.
Okay.
Good evening, Mr. Marawa. Hey, Mr. Marawa, I'm really worried, man, about... I feel sorry for Moroka Swallows players who tried their best to save the team, and they did save the team after that the team is sold, you know. So I just want to ask the president, how does it feel to come back to the PSL without fighting for it, just buying status, because they failed to do well in the national first division. So now... They are just coming back because of finance that they have. Their pocket is full of money. Why are they buying their successes in term, instead of trying so hard to come back in the field of play? Thank you.
Thank you so much for the question. After the break, he will answer that one, eh? Bags full of money.
Hashtag MSW live now on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.
Good evening, Mr. Rob. It's Sulu Felang here, and good evening to the MSW Shoulders. And good evening to Mr. Chairman over there, Dr. Abraham Sello. I'm just going to shoot right to the point. There's been a number of teams in the history of the PSL that have bought statuses and that haven't lasted maybe at least, if I can say, 4 or 5 seasons. To name a few, TTM didn't even last half a season when you came in and bought the status and it became Aromo Gallants. You only lasted 2 seasons. You got relegated. Then you got relegated to an even lower league in the ABC Municipal League, and like you put the status of Moroka Swallows. What is the plan? How long do you intend to stay in the DStv Premiership? That's what I want to find out from you. Great show as always. Thanks.
Hello, Felang. Thank you so much indeed. If you're just joining us, Dr. Abraham Sello is my guest. He's the president of Aromo Gallants, who've just concluded and officially today telling the entire nation that they are back in the Premiership as Aromo Gallants and not Morocco Swallows. President, let's start off with the question that was posed to you before the break. Is your feeling of coming back to the PSL without gaining the promotion on the field, by getting the promotion, in inverted commas, and the ability to play based on the purchase?
Let me answer it this way. For every business is really based on monetary value, which is the rand, dollar, pounds, no matter what you name it.
Yeah.
You can't run that business without money. When you get relegated, it may be due to the fact of money, not having quality players, quality places, travelings, and all those things. That is another factor. When you are at the Premier League also, you need that money to run that effectively and all those things. That one is that the given facts.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, for now, to go back, we feel great. That's fine. But within the football business or the league or whatever you can call it, there are two ways of gaining promotion and there are two ways of being relegated.
Mm.
Let me start with promotion. It's automatic promotion like what Magesi did now. Congratulations to my home boys and I salute them. They've beaten me twice.
Okay.
NFT. Good.
You concede.
Then they got promoted.
Yeah.
Secondly, by law, you are still allowed. Second option is by purchasing the position in that particular thing by whatever, commercial. Let me say commercialize it in short term.
Mm.
That is another way, another gate of getting through that. So it's whatever what goes through, what clauses does this and where it promotes what, that's something else. But these are the two legal ways which I can remember.
So one legal, one football.
Yeah. One physical, but the same football involves money.
You know, it does.
They'll tell you, no, you can't run that PSL club without that money.
But how?
Okay, fine.
But how
they are both. They are both on money. Money is a basic line factor.
Yeah.
But the question is the secondary lineup of it. That was the performance, which also, as we say, line that is money. Get good players, run effective operations, and all those kind of things. Secondly, commercialize. You go into that. When you go under relegation as well, it's still factor with money. The finances are not allowing you to run that particular club.
Yeah.
Then it gets booted out. Or performance, again, football, as you say, your performance, the situation does not allow you, your guys are not, you are not performing well as the entire club. I won't blame players, the management, and you're not performing. Like those ones that perform, they got promoted. You're not performing, and then you got relegated. But all these are the legal ways. Or unless somehow you do wrong things, then you get fired from the league. Mm. But that doesn't happen quite often. The two common ones are these top ones and the bottom ones, which I've just mentioned now.
But the
main thing is, the question is, you've got vision and you've got the passion and all those things, then you have to juggle around that particular business, and then it's an open space.
Mm.
Anybody can play the game.
All right. The second question is, how long do you intend to stay in the DSTV Premiership?
Obviously, for a lifetime, until you hand over to anybody will be at that particular time, or until you leave it, the team be intact.
Yeah.
Remember, you can't have it forever as well. You'll die and leave it along the way, or you can hit the wall somewhere. But the intention here is to keep as long as possible.
Let's go to Kubeka. See you. Good evening.
Good evening, Rob, and good evening, your guest. Rob, I'll go straight to it. Few questions for your guest. One, what has changed now, or what will change? Remember, your guest bought a status, and he relegated the status, basically. So what will change now? Why must the people of Bloemfontein or football supporters trust that he's going to do things differently? And secondly, why? Because he's speaking about money. It's clear that if he can buy a status, he has money. Then why didn't he invest that money and go, you know, go to PSL the right way instead of keep on buying status? Thirdly, why Dylan Kerr? Because for me, Dylan Kerr is the coach that only fights the relegation, you know. Is he telling us that he's going to fight a relegation? And lastly, what will happen to the players that are contracted to Swallows now? Thank you, Rob.
All right, Sia, thank you so much indeed asking you to listen on the radio. Let's go through these very quickly. I think that Dylan Kerr, when you elaborated, let me not take you back to that.
Mm-hmm.
The players...
We take them over.
You take them over?
Yeah, they're our players.
You haven't excluded anybody?
No. Everybody who has still contract in force, then we are taking
it. Because it's like a footstoots type of takeover.
It's a going concern system. Yeah.
Okay. And he says, why must people trust you with this entity? Why must the people of Bloemfontein trust you? And he stated the reasons why based on the previous record. So you're saying that you, as Dr. Abram Silo, today on the 9th of July 2024, why should they trust you?
I think if you understand football, we've got three results: win, draw, lose. And if you understand the concept of football, is you'll win some, you lose some, and then they'll put you at a specific position.
Mm.
And then you, after losing the game, what do? You go back and rectify and reinvent the wheel and make sure that this time the next game, and you win 4, 5, 6 games. Same thing like staying in the league. If you're out and then you go back and rectify and boost up the structures and more soldiers around you, change the strategies, the vision, missions, and you, with the hope and determination that this time you're going to get it right. And definitely we'll get it right. Let's see. At the end of the day, of the season, that's whether between the question and my answer, which one stays, and we're going to stay.
You mentioned three results. Hmm. Early on, they said there's four. So there's win, loss, draw, and bye.
No. That I was talking commercial there. That didn't. Yeah. I'm talking the football game.
So when actual you separated.
One. Yeah, actual ones.
On the field.
I'm saying, now I'm answering the question to say, how do I going to stay? I'm relating to the official game playing at the FNB.
Yeah.
What result are you expecting? Three different types.
Good evening, Rob. Good evening to Dr. Silo. Dr. Silo, what plans do you have in place to sustain this team for much longer in the highest level? Because not so long ago, the team was playing a Confederations Cup, and last season you were fighting relegation in the Motsepe Foundation Championship, but by purchasing the status of Swallows, the team now resurfaced in the highest level. Just want to hear from you, what plans do you have in place? But very much excited that you were able to get a very exciting player, Umpho Chabatsane, who for me is one of the most exciting left fullbacks from JDR Stars. Thank you so much, Tebogoye.
Deboko, thank you so much, Mr. Press.
Yeah, that is exactly our point, is to reinforce with good players, good technical team, good stakeholders, and good operations, and make sure that we copy good models from other good football clubs. And then we make sure that we refine them without our vision and missions and operate according to get better results.
This one I need. I know, you've been honest with me today.
I've never been honest with you.
I mean, you've been honest with me. Mm-hmm. I need you to be 10,000 times more honest with me with what I'm going to ask you now, more than at any other stage in this conversation. Financially, how solid is Marumo Gallants at the stage?
Very solid. And we are accumulating more stakeholders to participate more back into the community.
The reason why I ask, you know what happened in May. You know what happened in March. Dispute resolution chambers of the PSL instructing you to pay, All I'm saying is that on the face of things, there is the notion that there needs to be financial stability within the club so that we don't see those things happening again. And you're obviously adopting a team that was also struggling financially in Swallows. So I asked this, and that's why I said, be honest with me, is that are you in a financially strong position to withstand this long journey in the professional reins of football?
Honestly, answer is yes. Otherwise, we're not going to go into this exercise. Going back to what you say, March and May, I think you get misinformed about the cases happening in the field of play and then the arrangement within the teams. By saying you've lost the case, if I tell you how those cases came into being, they say by default judgment. But then you challenge, but it's not over until it is over. And we have got very clear situation about that particular situation of we never denied anybody any bonus and anything.
But has it been resolved?
It's not resolved. It's still in there, but it will be resolved soon.
Is that and remember, Nisi one?
The
Sinkim Nisi one included or excluded?
All those included. The issue is, I'll take you back. Even the same players we've been playing CAF, every time they win the game, they were getting the bonuses. And I don't want to get into this. They know. Then we get to the final stage. They say, now we need something written or whatever. I'm not going to go into details with that one. The question is, how do people misinform public and how they say I've won the case before the case is won? It is incorrect information to public because you can't get the details of what is going on there. Because people are entitled on their own things which are not become enrolled. Although it was a promise, the promise still stands, and then they claim different format to what they've agreed upon. And unfortunately, it can't work.
Do you have a sponsor?
Not yet. I've got promises.
By the time you launch and make the announcement next week, do you think you might have a sponsor?
Yeah, I've got high hopes. We'll see when we launch.
Are you close to, give us a sense, give us hope if there is.
There is a big hope. And already sponsored by some situations where you get accepted in terms of most expensive things, as you said, facilities.
Yeah. No, but I'm just talking about a jersey sponsor, which is a primary thing. Which
I won't talk about the jersey sponsor. I'll chase my sponsor away.
Hela yalo ka lerato leo ke taba yeo ntate Sello, I respect you as a person. I respect you as a chairman. I respect you as a businessman, and I also respect you as a father. Finally, I respect you as a shepherd or a leader. Ntate re a leboha ka seo o re etsetsang sona rona masele. You are not a stranger to us. We have been working with you previously. We understand you. You understand us. Ntate, let's build what we left off. We need to contribute equally, building, nurturing, and growing this baby, all of us. Everyone must roll his sleeves to make sure that the brand Ntate Sello must grow to other level. Ntate Rea Leboha, to give us another chance, all of us, the entire Siwelele Samasele supporters, gore re rate hape Ntate, se wena o re feeling sona. Ntate Sello, we appreciate and we thank you for seeing that the entire people of Mangaung, Botshabelo, Thabantsho surroundings, we need a team here in Bloemfontein. Through the passion that you saw previously with our fans, Siwelele Samasele, Kabusole Botala. Ntate, we want to say thank you and always thank you again for giving us another chance to rally behind your team. And thank you again to come to us, Banaba Bloemfontein.
Oh, man. Botham Sela, you've made one man happy, at least.
Thank you.
You can hear in his voice.
Good. And it's exactly our theme, exactly what we are all about, to make people happy.
Yeah.
To the extent we can reach, of course, with their help, with their collaboration, with their involvement, and other stakeholders coming on. And I guess you're asking me about the sponsors.
Yeah.
We need that. And we have not neglected other branches of Fomarumo Gallants around.
Mm.
We go as far as Palabora, we go as far as Nelspruit. Those branches are still intact, and we love them and we adore them. The way they've supported us, and they're still standing with us up to today. By going to Bloemfontein, we're not dumping anybody. We say South Africa as a whole, let's enjoy football closer to equally to others. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and welcome back. It's good to have you back. It's good to have your honesty back. It's good to have your presence physically in studio back, because there's one thing about you is that no matter how hot it gets in the kitchen, you're available. And here you are today. To you, your team, the structure, the fans, the new journey that you're about to embark on, I wish you the best, Doc.
I thank you. And I think we're here for the people. We're here for passionate about this football.
Yeah.
And no matter how hard it is, we are there. And we go in there knowing that you can meet anything. You're in the jungle.
You don't want you back in the jungle. Please, thank we don't you. Want you back in the jungle. Another big story coming up again
for
tomorrow.
The welcome, same time. And we appreciate it.
Thank you very much, thank Dr. Abram Sela.
Hashtag MSW live on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.